You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hello, everyone. This is Tracy from MomTalk.ca. I'm so lucky today because I get to interview Sophie Gregoire Trudeau. Sophie has been a television host for 10 years and is currently a reporter for CTV's eTalk, as well as passionately devoting herself to various women's causes. Married to Justin Trudeau, she is mom extraordinaire to 10-and-a-half-month-old Xavier and 5 months pregnant for baby number two. It's no surprise that Dove would choose Sophie as their spokesperson for the Pay Beauty Forward Challenge, part of the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, which is exactly what we're going to discuss today. Welcome, Sophie.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Good. Can you tell me about the Pay Beauty Forward Challenge?
Absolutely. Well, the Pay Beauty Forward Challenge is a message and a movement that we want to create amongst Canadian women to encourage authenticity, real beauty, and to encourage women to promote that between ourselves. So what we're doing is that we're encouraging women from any age to enter this contest and to write us a letter of 150 words. And you can always go on the visit our website at www.paybeautyforward.ca. You write us a letter and you tell us what kind of activity you would like to put on and to organize. And we will give you $500. We'll choose 100 winners to be able to carry out your plan. It can be anything from putting posters up in your school or organizing a role model special soiree with special and older women that can teach you so much on life. It can be going out dancing in discotheque just with a group of girls. You know, it can be anything you can imagine. And actually, the panel will judge the letters according to originality and creativity. So it's really to get a positive message out there and to encourage women to celebrate authenticity and real beauty amongst themselves.
That sounds very exciting.
It's all positive, and we need positive energy.
Yeah. What motivated you to get involved with this challenge?
I didn't need a lot of motivation, to be very honest. Any movement or anything I can do to help with women's causes is always it's so close to my heart. And as a woman, I think that that's the least of things I can do. And I totally believe that we live in a society where we construct our self, and the world's self is built sometimes on emptiness. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that happens is because at a critical age where our hormones and our, you know, social behavior and patterns are built, you know, at a teenage age and even earlier than that, we need to have strong role models. And when we look up to only the celebrity circle, that's a huge problem. Parents have a huge role to play in the development of self-esteem. And through the Dove Self-Esteem Fund, we are promoting the role of family and to get really, really encouraging and taking action in your children's lives to make sure that we are directing them in the right way to construct a strong notion of self and to know where, you know, our youth is going.
Mm-hmm. How do you personally pay beauty forward?
Well, I have a privilege to have a voice, and this is just the beginning of my mission, and I'm very honest when I say this.
How exciting.
I'm there to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I'm taking it, of course, one step at a time, but this is a challenge that I'm taking on very seriously. And being also on the professional speaking circuit and talking about self-esteem and eating disorders, because I'm a survivor of an eating disorder, so I know what it's like to have a self built on the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm vulgarizing it here, but that's what it is. Yeah, no, it's all positive, and I pay beauty forward through my career, but also I think through a friend, being a friend to, you know, women around me, mm-hmm. being a mother, being a wife. I try to do it in my everyday life, mm-hmm. keeping a positive attitude and reinforcing and encouraging the women that I love and the women that I just meet on the street and just talk to, you know, to be themselves and to take their place on this planet. Because if we lived in a more matriarchal world, I truly think that we would live on a better planet.
I agree.
I'm glad you do.
Why is passing along positive feelings and confidence among women and girls so important? And you've pretty much answered that, but do you have anything else to add?
Well, why is it important? Well, it's so important to do it amongst ourselves because it is so easy to fall into the trap of living in a culture of comparison. If you look at what so much television shows and magazines are doing, is that they're telling us, compare yourself with this standard of beauty.
Yes.
If you don't correspond,
it's so unfair.
Exactly. Not only is it unfair, it is dehumanizing, mm-hmm. and we're losing brain power to it.
Exactly.
And that is unacceptable. And that is my fight. And we need to carry on this battle. And you know, what's really important in all of this movement is that, yes, there are so many women suffering from this, but there are also men suffering from this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the men in our lives that we love to be able to understand what we're going through and to accompany us in this mission. We truly need them to be a part of this adventure. And when we look at our world and the egos that are running it in too many places,
yeah.
we are going wrong, and we are losing our humanity to it. And I think that, again, if women do take their place on this planet, and we're very lucky to live in a privileged country like Canada, but we still have, you know, so much work to do. And if Canadian women can take a stand on the national scene and international scene, I think that we can make a big difference.
I agree. What do you feel are some of the benefits for mothers and daughters to join this movement together?
Well, you know, if you look at the statistics, mothers have an even bigger role to play in the development of their daughter's self-esteem,
yes.
even more than fashion magazines and celebrity magazines and all that stuff. And I know it for a fact with the relationship I had with my mother. And there is nothing that you cannot talk about with a mom when it comes to self-esteem and the things that preoccupy your brain and your soul when you're such at a critical age. And it starts so early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you might be an incredible mother giving everything to your child, but of course, if you're obsessed with your appearance and you keep on dieting, you're sending a contradictory message
exactly.
to your children.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this is just one example, but there's so many things you can do as a mother to forge a strong sense of self in your children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're privileged because we're so close to them, and, you know, we have a privileged role, and we should take it very seriously.
Yes, and just getting that message out to mothers, the fact that we have to take this seriously
mm-hmm.
is so, it's so beneficial to our daughters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we sometimes underestimate it because I think most mothers are just amazing mothers and they want to do everything for their children.
Yeah.
But sometimes we underestimate the fact that, oh, they have their own group of friends at school and there's so much I can do. You know what? Kids will always be your children. Always, no matter the age.
Exactly.
And when they do rebel, it means, Mom, Dad, I need even more help, even if they don't want it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm speaking, of course, because I've seen it around me. I do not have that experience because my kids are not teenagers yet. But I'll try my best to be so present and even more present against their will.
Yeah.
So to make them feel that in periods of struggle, an emotional struggle, I'm there more than ever.
Yeah. You know, we think often as they become teenagers and young adults, like you said, that they don't need us.
Right.
But they do.
They do.
And I am living proof. I have...
Are you?
You know, I have teenagers. I have a 20-year-old. And I'm just learning that they need me just as much as ever and that I'm going to be a mother my whole life.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And have fun with it and all of that.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, keeping a perspective on life and mm-hmm. realizing that we can make a difference. But, you know, life is serious, but we're not.
No.
Right?
Right.
So we need to take a distance and take a distance also from our emotional struggle in order to be able to rise to another level of consciousness and see what we can do to change the world without suffering so much ourselves.
Yes. It's so grassroots. Like, it's just so basic.
Well, it's just, you know what it's all about? Pay Beauty Forward is about being real and keeping it real.
So true.
Mm.
So true. Now, you're on the judging panel.
Yes, I am.
Beauty Forward.
Uh-huh.
What will help you to determine what submissions will win?
When we look at the submissions, of course, we look at how, you know, passionate the participant are on putting on this activity or this meeting or whatever. And, of course, look at creativity and originality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things you can do. So we're actually curious to see what women will come up with because we can come up with pretty wild ideas, right? So we totally encourage that. And also to see how many people you can influence through that activity is also amazing. We totally believe that if you influence one person, that can have a huge impact on a group of others.
Great. Now, one last question, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
If a person isn't picked to receive the $500,
yes,
how can the average Canadian make a difference?
You know what? That is such a good question. Because first of all, you know, the Dove Self-Esteem Fund is there to really promote, as I said, real beauty and authenticity and celebrating women in all their dark diversity. And there are other ways to promote real beauty. And you can go, again, on our website at www.paintbeautyforward.ca. What you could do is also send a flower to someone. You can go on internet, choose a flower, choose the color you want with the message you want, and send it by internet to anyone that you'd like to encourage or to share your love with or your friendship or, you know, whoever. It can be a teacher, an aunt, a friend. The limits, there are no limits here.
Wow.
And you can buy a T-shirt. There's many ways you can do it. Of course, you can organize an activity on your own, and I'm sure that this is just the beginning of the activities that Dove will be putting on and organizing to encourage women to get together and to celebrate their real beauty. This is just the beginning. So if you're not chosen this year, please, please, please do what you can in your personal life and come back to us, because we're not there to leave. We're there to stay.
Wow. Is this going to become an annual event?
It's not finalized yet, but as I said, this is a new collaboration between the Dove Self-Esteem Fund and the Pay Beauty Forward Challenge with me and them.
Mm-hmm.
And just for people to know, the team of women that are behind all of this, I'm telling you, I wish everyone could meet them, because they're so engaged citizen, passionate women who believe in this cause and who are trying everything to make a difference. So it's just the beginning. Trust us on that matter.
That's such inspiring.
Good. That's all we're there for.
And you're such an inspiration, Sophie.
You know what? That's a huge compliment, because when I do interviews like this or when I travel for my speaking engagements, I realize that this doesn't belong to me. All this energy, all this attention, I'm the catalyst through which the light passes.
Wow.
And that's my mission. And that's why I'm here on this planet Earth. And just knowing that mm-hmm. is such a great feeling. And I encourage young women to, you know, to find their own light and to see why they're here, because, my God, do we have a reason to be here and to make a difference. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do with all of this.
That's wonderful.
And thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. You have no idea how important it is.
It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today, Sophie. And
same
hopefully
here.
Our listeners will be very inspired and encouraged to
please,
get involved.
Please, I'm speaking to you all. Get engaged. Make a difference.
And the link to Pay Beauty Forward to enter will be on our website. It
great.
Should be for all listeners. It will be right on the page that you clicked to listen to this podcast.
And they have till November 30th, 2008 to enter.
Wonderful. And best of luck with baby number 2.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
You have a great show.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Bye.